So the Lord bless and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you. The Lord be gracious unto you and give you peace. So last week we spoke about that this year, 2023, the Lord is now mandating and commissioning church leaders, pastors, apostles, prophets, and evangelists to raise an end-time army of believing believers, preparing them for the Lord's return. And that we are to sound an alarm. And so last week we spoke about the fight and that the warriors, that is going to be a year of intense spiritual warfare, and that we need to train and equip intercessors who will be able to pray and fight like mighty men of mighty warriors. We also spoke to the fact that Jesus is now recruiting an army who are overcomers, and overcomers are coming back with Jesus Christ. These are the raptured saints, right? Not the lukewarm Christian, but those that are spiritually mature, and those who remain faithful, those who will endure to the end. So we spoke about this last week. So what I want to share this week is the fact that this year, another word of a prophecy, that what I sense that the Lord is saying is that this year will be a time, a year when you will need to stand on Psalms 23. Why Psalms 23? Of course, I know Psalms 23 is such a familiar portion of Scripture, yet so very powerful that many have not tapped into. There's some hidden revelations that's loaded in Psalms 23. And so this will be your key Scripture where the Lord will manifest as your Jehovah Rohi. The Lord who provides, the Lord who protects, Jehovah Rohi or Yahweh Rohi, which means that the Lord is your shepherd. Jehovah Rohi, the Lord, David said, the Lord is my shepherd. And what does this mean in Psalms 23? The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. David was making this personal. You're going to have to make this personal for you in the year 2023. And it is just interesting that 2023 and Psalms 23, that there is a such a parallel that we can, you know, draw on from Psalms 23. The root word for shepherd, which means ra, which means to feed, right, to tend to domestic animals by pasturing them, right? This name speak of God caring for his people. You're going to need God to care for you in this year based on all that is happening, all that has been predicted, the economic downturn, the economic decline, economic crisis, the health crisis, all of that kind of thing, the food shortage, inflation rate. But what God says is that he will protect his people. He will provide for us. So we don't have to be afraid. We operate from another system, not the world system. So we're saying that God will provide for you in a very practical way, as much as he will be providing spiritual sustenance. Also, he will be providing for your physical need as well. Jehovah Rohi, like many of the Hebrew names for God, can be written in different ways. So like we said, Yahweh Rohi, right? So what the Lord is saying, listen, this is very personal. He's your shepherd. A shepherd protects. A shepherd provides, right? So this year we're believing God. You've got to come into a covenant with God and say, Lord, I'm serving you. I'm serving you. So I'm depending on you for supernatural provision, for supernatural protection in this year. You want to draw on scriptures such as Exodus 23, verse 25, where the Lord said, the Lord said, this is my covenant with my people, that if they serve me, hear what the Lord is saying. If you serve the Lord in spirit and in truth, this is a bread and water covenant that the Lord had with his people, Israel. And now we are, as believers, we are modern day Israel. This is a bread and water covenant that he says, I have a covenant with you that if you serve me, your God, I will bless your bread, your water, that supernatural provision right there. And I will take sickness away from you, from your midst, which means you and your family. That's the protection. That's God protecting you from sickness. That's God protecting you from atrocity. That's God protecting you from the onslaught of the enemy, from the wicked one. And so you want to declare in the name of Jesus that you will never be sick. God is going to lead you into a place of Goshen, according to Genesis chapter 47, when he said that in the time, you know the story as it relates to Israel, when Israel was going through a severe famine, and the Lord led them into a place called Goshen, which was a physical place. Hear what the scripture says. It says, and Israel dwelt in the land of Egypt, in the country of Goshen. They had possessions therein and grew and multiplied exceedingly. Well, God is saying that for his people, regardless of what is happening in the world system, we know that the world system will shake. It appears that God will shake and reset the world's Babylonian system, right? Creating ways for wealth transfer to come to his people. There are so many predictions concerning economic collapse, but God will cause his people to be recession-proof. Hey, I love this word. As you're listening, say, I am recession-proof. Yeah, as we're on the verge of the greatest harvesting of souls, right, and wealth transfer. I want you to understand that God said, my people, Proverbs 10:3 said, the Lord does not let the righteous go hungry. So I'm here today to encourage you, for you to know that God will lead his people into a place of immunity. So hear me and hear me well. It doesn't matter how the crisis may seem. God said, I will give my people immunity. Goshen is a place of immunity from lack, hunger, suffering. Genesis 47:27, right? This is what the Lord is saying. So hear me and hear me well. Serve the Lord. This is a time to be grounded in the word of God. This is a time to have intimacy. Ultimately, everything that you do in life, even in your secular work, the end goal is intimacy with the Lord, so that when you go into the world as light and salt and light, men will see your good works. They will come and glorify Jesus. It's all about Jesus, right? So even if you're an actress, you go out there, you represent Jesus. You be your best, excellence, radiance over you, brilliance over you. And God is going to cause you to draw men to him into the kingdom of Jesus Christ. So this is what the Lord is saying. The army of Jesus Christ is being recruited. And I want to share with you that we do have a prophetic conference line where we pray at midnight. We pray at 4 a.m. in the morning. So we have a midnight cry at midnight, 12 midnight to 1 a.m. We also have a early for early morning risers, morning manna, it's called, 4 a.m. to 5 a.m. And then we have hour of prayer and power, 3 p.m. in the afternoon to 4 p.m. So these are our prayer segment. For those who want the number for this conference line, go to the website. You could send us an email, info@hopeacrossnations.ca, or you could visit No Limits Ministries website, www.nolimitsministries.ca. We are a apostolic church, and we are situated at 5915 Atlantic Drive, Unit 3, in the city of Mississauga. This is where we are a teaching church. We teach you, we prophesy over you, we train and we equip you to go spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Jesus said to his disciple, he said, listen, I commission you to go into the world to preach the gospel How do you preach the gospel? Tell them what Jesus has done for you. Tell them that Jesus is hope. Jesus will bring you life and peace. Wherever you are, I'm praying over you that Jesus will bring you life and peace. I see someone, you're struggling with unemployment after unemployment. I speak that the God Jehovah Jireh will provide for you. We break that spirit of unemployment. We break that spirit of lack. We pray over you. We say that the Lord Jehovah Rohi is your shepherd. You shall never, never want or lack. I want you to pray this every day. Come on and say with me, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall never want. I will never lack. In the name of Jesus, I say over you that surely goodness and mercies will follow you all the days of your life. You shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. See, the assumption is that the believing believer must dwell in the house of the Lord forever. You must be a part of a fivefold ministry church. The apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors and teachers who will train and equip you so that you will do the work of the ministry, your ministry, what God has called you to be, and so that you're able to be a part of the body of Christ. Not, I heard an apostle said, stop being, he asked the question, are you a body part? Are you a part of the body? You got to make sure that you're spiritually connected to the body. You need a pastor. You need a leader, an apostle, a set man or a set woman that God has called to train you, to teach you, to nurture you. Another thing about this year, when God being your Jehovah Rohi, your shepherd, it literally means you need to sit on the shepherd who will nurture you, will guide you, will teach you, hold you accountable. We are saying, get back to the house of the Lord. And those who are saying that, I don't know which church to go. Again, they're good Bible-believing church, like No Limits Ministries International. Look us up. Look us up on our website or visit us at 5915 Atlantic Drive, Unit 3 in Mississauga. We are so strategically located right behind the airport. Our major intersection, it's off Dixie and Britannia. So we're right there. We are so strategically located right behind the airport. Very strategically located. We are a church that's full of the Holy Spirit, full of love. We're having diamonds falling in our church. These are some of the amazing supernatural things that God is doing. People are being filled, being delivered, Holy Ghost filled, getting baptized with the Spirit of the God. And so this afternoon, I'm here to say to you, the Lord loves you. The Lord bless and keep you. Keep you from dangers and harm. In Jesus' name, amen.